For the first time, I think I felt heard. I felt valued, and that I actually felt that I could gain some help from the folks there to get my voice back and to tell my own story and to stand up for what had happened to me. They were instrumental in helping me gain back who I was. And without them, I'm not sure where I would be today. Oh, it's changed my life in so many ways. I'm certainly much more vocal about my experience, which isn't the best for some folks in the community, but certainly for me to tell others that there are so many of us that go through this and are going through it in Saskatchewan. Unfortunately, we have the highest rate of interpersonal violence in the country and the highest murder rate also for folks in by a partner, which is two statistics that are horrifying. So my life has changed that I feel that my voice is heard, that I have a story to tell that has a positive outcome. I am a strong, vibrant woman, and I have confidence that I can actually help others in some small way to find their own voice. I am a donor. I think one of the things that people need to understand is that the majority of people seeking service from Family Service Saskatoon do not have financial means to pay for the programming that they require. And it's programming not just for an adult. It's focused a lot on programs for children who have experienced violence in their life. And if we ever want to change that cycle and break that cycle, that's where we need to do it, is with the youth, to show them that there is a different, more healthy way to actually have a relationship. So I am committed financially to the organization to help those who are not as fortunate as I am, and who truly need the services that they provide.